It is the last Thursday of the year. So, my first question for us this morning, why is it that some people, some staff members, find it difficult to return from Christmas holiday, Christmas in particular? Christmas holiday. It was in the news yesterday that when the banks opened their doors, yes, bank holiday was over, right? Monday and Tuesday was a holiday. Yesterday, banks opened. The news had that a lot of people thronged into the banking halls, you know, obviously to carry out transactions and whatnot, complaints and whatnot. However, almost every other place that I went around yesterday, it seemed to be not too serious. Some people didn't come to work. These are not like businessmen. We're not talking about, you know, shops, right? We're talking about offices where people go out to carry out transactions. Maybe you want to buy this or buy that. One of the person that wasn't there. Madam, where is this person? He never come back from Christmas. So, did you give him leave? He said, just 3 days or today, never come back. If you go to the state secretariat, it's not any different. I'm not joking. This is not making this up. No, if you can, if you're driving by along the Abai Expressway and you get to that part of Port Harcourt, you know, close to GRA, you see the state secretariat, you know, just calm down, walk in and just ask around. No jokes. Just ask around. Go around many offices. Going around some offices, not many, but so I hear after speaking to some people as well. So once again, why do some workers not resume early after particularly Christmas holiday? Easter, not a problem. Easter, not a problem. Salah holidays, not a problem. Particularly for those people who are not even Muslims, right? Even the Muslims that I know. You know, after the Salah, they're back to work. Not all of them, by the way. But, you know, but there's something about this Christmas holiday that seemingly makes some Port Harcourt people not really interested in coming back to work. I'm not quite sure why. So if you do know why, please call in 017-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. Let me take that again, please. The phone numbers to call us this morning, 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt. Management 3. Oh, dear. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Once again, please do turn down the volume of your radio set. Step away from it if you can. And preferably, just turn it off. All right? Just turn it off. As soon as you start to dial, turn it off so we can enjoy speaking with you. Manager number 3. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning. Mr. Zion, are you at work this morning?
I'm at home.
Why are you not at work?
Today is my off day.
Oh, interesting.
Beside the long holiday from now till on the 3rd of January.
So your office is shut down?
Go to work. No, the office is in operation. No. Yesterday I was at work.
Okay.
Parental duties.
Okay.
Today I ought to be, but I have an event to attend. So wow. I'm at home preparing for that event. Why offices go through these, or some workers feel so... I don't want to go, I'm tired. It's because that office is not organized. The workers are not motivated. And this kind of workers, most of the time, from January till now, they have never experienced anything off or leave. And work is so hectic in such environments. And such workers are not even motivated most of the time. They are not motivated to work, not especially like the parastatal, the government agencies. They are not motivated. That is not what they wanted to work. But I for do now, no work. Let I just work for a year. So now when Christmas holiday come, what is the need of going now? They are the ones to tell you that there is public holiday, not even the office. That is why in your in-house news yesterday, there are some government parastatals, only few people came. If that office would have been a dynamic place, well organized, all the staff would have been there. And if that office has been motivating, for instance, let me not mention now, there are some offices at the end of the day, the service charge for that office that will go around the staff, so we get close to 10,000, 15,000 per day. Not their salary, but the charges to run that office. Will such person not go to work? They will go to work.
Yes.
In fact, some of my boys will tell you, oh, God, don't give us leave, they work steady. Even the ones you give up, go up, now like they will come back because of what, that 10,000 or 5,000 per day. So it's motivation. How organized is that office? And the individual itself, how do you see this work? Are you enjoying your work?
It's a good question.
Or you are just here because you just want to be here? How about you, Mr. Zion?
Oh, that's a good question. Are you enjoying your office right now? Oh, dear. All right, 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right, please, that's when you get to send us messages, not calls, please. We don't take calls on that number, whether it's a direct mobile call or a WhatsApp over voice over internet protocol. We don't take calls on that WhatsApp and Telegram number just yet. Please do bear with us and just send us messages to that number. Manchester 3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yes. My name is Tamno.
Good morning, Tamno.
Calling from Kogu.
Welcome.
Yes. You see, most times why people refuse to come back from their various places, as in villages and rest of them, you see, like my own place, much side attraction that you've been longing for because all work with that place makes Jack a double.
Okay.
That is one. Two, the last speaker just said it, motivation.
So
there are some persons that doesn't sleep or wait to enjoy the Christmas.
Fair, true, true, very true.
So those set of persons, if you don't motivate them, what do you expect? You see issues on left, right, center. Very, very important, which will be, if you own a company or whatever, motivate your staff so that after the holiday or whatever, you see them rushing down to stop.
What about
the next line of action?
Tamno, are you at work right now?
What?
Are you at work right now?
I'm going to work.
You are going to work. Okay, why are you going to work?
Yes. Me?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to go to work. Because, you know, I am well motivated.
What's the motivation
as,
like?
As I'm talking to you, my incentive has been paid. Yes. I have to be happy to do my work.
Okay, fair enough. Tamno says he has been motivated. The incentives have arrived. So, yes, he will go to work. So, just before we go on our break, where are you right now? If you're meant to be at your office, whatever office, whether it's the government offices, civil service, or you know some private enterprise, are you there right now? And if you're not, why? Management 3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Yeah, Jude, my mom. Merry Christmas.
Wish you the same.
Yeah. I apologize on the line. That's been a long time.
Welcome.
Yeah, dude. It's a very good conversation. You know, I had what Mr. Zion has said so far, and I'll have to make my own contribution, even though it's what the young man just said. Actually, work, to be at work by this time, is one of the viable for everyone for holiday. But there are some certain rules and regulations in work. It depends on where individual differences they are working. And when you are talking of motivation, you talk about this period of time and you find out that so many places of work, they have some issues about salary and all the rest. Some salary will be cut down, and the problem of the pandemic has made render so many places useless. And I believe that if you have the mind of working for someone, and you believe that by tomorrow, you are a betterment for it. I think the reason why somebody should be able to say, okay, you should be coming back to work by maybe after spending your 8 months, and you have to resume your work as a holiday, and you have to say, okay, because they have not paid me my salary, or you have not collected anything like maybe the Christmas bonus and all the rest, you decide to go and rest at home. And decide, if you lose that job, you know that it's a very, very bad thing for you at this moment to start January without having a place of work. And me, I look at it, if it is me, like now I'm on my own, I can do my job and I can be able to go and work for someone. And I believe that as I'm working for someone too, somebody will have the mind to work for me, the way I'm working for you.
Okay.
So if I'm motivated to do anything that I know that is right, I will do it. Doesn't matter whether good or bad, that is pulling up on the job, then you look at it and you can look over it and push on going as far as life is concerned. So you believe that you can have a better place tomorrow. So that's my belief. Thank you, Sir College Chandler.
Thank you very much. Interesting. Achievement 3. Hello, Potsakot.
Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well. Trust you're well too.
Well, I'm going to work for me, Potsakot.
Okay.
Because my company has encouraged me.
How have they encouraged you exactly?
My 13 month has been paid.
Oh, okay.
My Christmas bonus has been given to me.
Wait, there's 13 months, there's Christmas bonus.
Yeah, Christmas bonus, 13 months has been paid. So, why won't I go to work?
Are you by chance married?
Oh, very well, with two children.
Is there room for adoption? I'm available.
You're too old for adoption.
No, don't say that. I have a baby heart. Don't say that.
With all this BS, very, very hard BS for
oh
your
my God. Anyway, so you're going to work.
It's good working.
Yes, go on.
Some companies, you know, they motivate you and then you have no choice but to do what is necessary.
Now, at your office, is it operating on skeletal services as well, or is everybody there that's meant to be there?
Besides those that are taking leave and those that travel, it's a private institution.
So
everybody is motivated.
Okay. So those who are meant to be at work will be at work. No faith.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Great to hear from you. Apparently, I'm not good enough for adoption. Anyway, we go for a quick break. When we come back, we hear from you and read your messages. So is it just the motivation? Some would say, the civil service and some other companies are equally motivated. Someone said yesterday that, look, yes, civil service, they work, but you can't compare the intensity to those who are in private firms. In quotes, attention to detail. So that's enough. Should suffice and make them come back to work. After all, they're not doing so much. Well, not me anyway. That's not what I said. That's what I heard. Hello, Potako returns.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett. Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
So, are you at work now? Are you making a journey? It's 9:32 right now. So, a lot of people ought to have been at work for at least an hour or maybe, maybe 30 minutes or 30, 45 minutes, depending on when your operational start time is, 8:45, 8:30 or 8 o'clock. But some people apparently are not at work as we speak. They're not ill. They didn't call in to say, hey, sir, I'm not coming to work. My dog got struck by lightning. No, they didn't say that, but they just didn't come. And interestingly, even the managers of those places, the supervisors, are not there as well. So, why? What exactly is it about the 25th of December holiday, that 23rd to 25th and then 26th holiday, that seems to make it very difficult for people to resume work on the 27th, if there's no public holiday, or on the 28th? What exactly ticks them? Why? Let's find out. And then 0817-923-0009. That's for the female caller number. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. Hello, Port Harcourt. 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, Potato. Good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yeah. Company say you should resume on the 1st. You have to resume on the 1st. Company say you should resume on the 2nd. You have to resume on the 2nd. Once you are still in the company, you are tied to the effort of the company. So there is no how they will ask you to resume on the 1st and you say you resume by 5th or 4th. Meaning you are contravening the policy and of the organization. So I see no reason why company should ask you to resume and they decided to give yourself a day of resumption. Meaning you are the employer and the management of yourself, not the organization that is paying you. Once you are still in the company, you are tied to the employer of the company, so you have to abide by the rules and regulations of the company. Unlike me, I've been on duty right from yesterday, the day they asked me to resume, I've been on duty. So any other day, give it to you, you have, or give it to yourself, you have to liaise to whom you are reporting to, or a concrete agreement should be made within you and the company, as any other thing is tantamount to sanction. Thank you, Leonard from Port Harcourt.
Thank you very much, Leonard. Any other thing is tantamount to a sanction. 9.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, Port Harcourt, Mr. G. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
My name is Eric. I'm calling you from Bonny.
Good morning, Eric. Eric, are you at work?
Yes, I'm at work.
Okay. Good to know.
Like where I work, you don't have any excuse not to be at work when you're supposed to be at work, because our salary is paid at that when you all of our entitlement is paid at that when you, if you want to excuse yourself duty, you need to take an appropriate excuse or permission to do that, or probably your supervisor will grant you that permission. So I don't see any reason why, if your salary is coming at that when you, all of your entitlement is coming at that when you excuse yourself off duty.
Okay,
I don't think it's a good work.
Those people who don't come to work, do you think they have a reason not to come if their salaries are not coming through or their entitlements are not coming through?
Of course. You give room to laxity when salaries, entitlements are not coming as at when you, because you have problem. Like me, I will tell myself, if I work in a place for 2 months, you don't pay me, I will not come again. I will just pack myself and look for, because I can't go and steal. I can't go and start begging when I'm working. I'd rather look for another job instead of putting laziness in me, because anything that you, any kind of attitude that you play out in your former place of work, when you go to the new place, it will be you will carry it along. So like personally, I don't play with my work. So instead of me to carry laziness from here, I just have to leave your job and go and look for another job. Or I stay in my house and let me know that I'm not working.
Okay.
You understand? So there's no excuse whatsoever for somebody not to resume supposed to be at work.
All right, thank you very much. Oh, thank you. No excuse. Even if it's the holiday, the goat is still in the stew, you know, chicken is still being served, you know, things like that. There's no excuse. Hello, Potako. Good morning, Jude. One of the problems with the Christmas holiday is the fact that a lot of people are in the mood to make merry. Yes, some people have to go to work, but if people travel, the thought of leaving the village when their cousins are still around, cousins whom they probably won't see for another year, family members whom they can't interact with for another year, they won't want to leave until the time is right. And let's not forget, a lot of family issues, particularly here in the East, are resolved during this is an interesting message. So family issues are resolved during Christmas if by chance you are in your village anywhere and you can hear us right now, please call in. Someone send a message that it's during this period that family issues are resolved. Maybe that's why they take a lot of time to come back home. 9.3. Hello, Potako. Good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, hello, Nigeria. Yeah, this is Chris. I'm calling from Portugal.
Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, if you ask me, I'll tell you. I can't serve government. I can't work in a company where I will have my 24 hours freedom. For example, now if I travel like in Germany, now I've not seen my parents, and there is some issue, some families will bring during December, that is X my period. For example, in my family, we do go to the night, we call everybody. We'll discuss how we improve in the next million. So, because of work, you actually believe that to plan how to keep our parents, how to
What if that job is what is helping you pay for the lifestyle that you have?
Yeah, but there's no how you employ me. You are stealing my own free. You are abusing my own rights. For example, now. I sleep out any time I feel like. I'm a self-employed.
Okay.
So you can't fight for me because of I'm doing job. Why you are my owner? You sleep and wake up any time you feel like to sleep.
Okay. You say you are self-employed. Do you have people who work for you as well, or work with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they have to go to work.
Yeah, I give them time. If you call me and tell me this is why, the reason why you will not be able to make it, I will allow it, because the same thing that is in your house is also in my house. This is on my own. For example, if you have some of them that if you receive emergency call that they need your attention in the village, they will not allow you. So what is the work between the life of my mother, the life of my parents, and the work? I'll keep the job and start doing it for my sick mother. If you receive a call by your mom that you want to see you, you are the only person that will call her back. When you say no, what is the job? I will quit the job. I will just drop my phone, run to my parents, and save the life first. There is some other who tell you, you are not permitted. I mean, so, and your mom, where is my son? You know, and my mom will die because of which work, to serve which is the only work. No, I will not. I will go and look for my mom first.
Okay.
Even work is not first. My parents is first. Not to work. Which work?
All right. Match number three. Hello, Potako. Good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Please turn off your radio set, please. Could you do that, please? Turn it off.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's talk to you, please. Good morning.
Yeah.
What's the name?
Happy New Year.
Oh, okay. Wish you the same, please.
You see, some of the excuses some people are giving. Work. We'll go this. Then what is that work is what is giving the source of life. You understand? They are forgotten that it is that work that will make him what he will be tomorrow. So what you should have said is, every, okay, let us do it like this. Let's say it like this.
so that you have to walk and I'm not going to say parents, this is your house, don't know house. That is the house you will be going to after your retirement. So you should not take house or whatever. Take work first. Do you understand?
Mm.
Some people are giving some levels to that does not mean anything. Thank you.
Mm. All right, interesting. All right, so you should consider your work first. Interesting. Good morning to you, David. Here, the reason why most people refuse to go back to the place that we're working just before the year ends and entering the new year is that most of them are not happy with the kind of work that they are doing. That they have it in their mind that as they enter the new year, they will look for something new in another place. That they don't want to be suffering. They don't want to be suffering what they were going through in the previous job, while others who have continued to suppose another opportunity would not present itself in the new year. So they'll just let them use this opportunity to escape from the kind of work that they are working on. Interesting. Match number three. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Match number three. Good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Honorable. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome.
Let me throw this topic at this question. Your work and the life of your parents, which one is best?
No, but we're talking about Christmas holiday. During the Christmas holiday, the question is, once Christmas comes, why is it difficult for some people to go back to work? The holiday ends officially on the 26th or the 27th of December, right? But some offices, as we speak right now, don't have the full members of their staff at their positions. Why is there some people, when they travel for Christmas in particular, they don't want to come back?
Yeah, if they work, are giving you breaks, and you travel because of work, there is some of the things that will make you not to return back. For example, there is some company, there is some boss that refuse to pay you. They will allow you to work from that first 15 before they pay you salary. They are using you. So if that kind of work are not giving you time and a chance to attend to your family issues, you quit. To me, as you see me here, I value my family than work. Work and your family, which one is the best? Will you, because of your work, you lose your family? Or you, because of work, you divorce your wife? No. Family first. What is work?
Okay.
What is work to your life?
All right. Thank you very much. Tangerman 3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please. Good morning.
Good morning, Jude. Samuel. My name is Bariti Kiyadong. I'm calling right now from my village. So, do you know why people travel during for Christmas and they don't return back? Maybe to continue their work? One. Maybe they don't like the work they are doing.
Okay.
Or maybe they've seen another work somewhere else. You know, the time it's a person where they work for oil company, go travel, you know, go return back for Christmas. Is it possible?
Well.
Let me so. Either you don't like the work, or you don't see another work for somewhere. That's just the reason why they travel Christmas, they don't return to continue their work. Yeah, they are working.
When are you meant to return to your own place of work? You say you're in your village right now.
I'm a civil servant, actually.
Ah, why are you not at work? Why? The question is, today is the 30th. You're meant to be at work today, aren't you? Okay.
So I'm living in January.
But when in January? This is interesting.
You don't know when they gave me off. This is why you're talking
about this. No, but we want to know, were you giving some time off? Let's be clear. Were you giving some time off? Do you take it?
I was giving some time off, yeah.
Okay, so you were giving some time off. But we hear that some people that, you know, Christmas, you know, they won't come back on the 27th when you're meant to come back, even 28th. Why?
Maybe they've seen another work now.
We're talking about people who are in the civil service.
The civil service?
Yes.
You know, this government job, they don't take it serious. Let me be honest with you. They don't take it serious. Nobody to monitor the workers.
nobody to monitor.
I'm telling you, they resume anytime they like.
And their supervisors, don't you guys have?
The supervisors, do they come to offices? They come to the office once in a while, maybe 3 times in a month.
Wow.
To do eye tapping.
Okay.
That's
right.
The problem.
So this is on a revelation, apparently. Interesting. All right, let's see now. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Someone mentioned that it's during this Christmas end of the year that family meetings are carried out in their area. I don't know if that's true. If you do anything about that, please call in to corroborate, please. Manchima 3, good morning, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Jinke Daniel Imogeto Sakra.
Thank you for joining us, please.
Yes. The simple reason is because of distance. Somebody cannot travel to Lagos, to Kano, and then within the space of days, the holidays between Christmas and New Year, that person will not travel back. Even the countries themselves, that is the director, the manager, they themselves are equally into the same issue. They will travel as well. So it is assumed that both the companies, the management, they themselves know that within the 3 days, so if it is in the civil service, well, they know how to manage that. But all of us, most of us are Christians, Christmas, New Year, they do know that these are 3 days. And moreover, I think the key thing is distance. Somebody cannot travel to Kano and come back to Port Harcourt, even in Oye country. That is the reason. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Great to hear from you. That's my 3. Oh, dear. Apologies. Let's see now. Just before we have about 4 minutes, just before we step out. You know, and we have more conversations. We have a bit of a power update this morning from 10 o'clock. I didn't make mention of that from about 10 this morning. I want to find out how the power has been this period, particularly the past 1 week in Port Harcourt. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning,
Judy. Welcome.
I think the problem is that high time. We differentiate work from slavery. Majority of offices in Nigeria are practicing slavery instead of work. How do I mean? Some organized companies will stipulate a job in 4 weeks, like 150,000 to 250,000. But they will not give it out on contract. Every day, so now reduce the money to 25,000 men. When the workers discover that, they will not be happy doing the work. So all the things like this is opportunity for them to look for job elsewhere and see if they will pick that particular one. That is one aspect of it. Then on the other hand, you make this thing from the part of workers. Some people are not serious when they are employed. For example, you know, you travel on the Christmas period. Why not pay your boss on your supervisor? In 1 month, before your traveling, we have a family meeting and I would like to join. Please permit me from social period to social period. I think if we did the right thing, there would not be a problem. That's my contribution.
Thank you very much. Great to hear from you. Hello, Port Harcourt. 93. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, please.
Yes, this is Tam now.
Good morning.
I'm calling back again.
Welcome.
Yes. Sorry, I'm not supposed to intrude into the some of the callers and conversation, but me, I strongly believe in one thing. At Nigeria, they believe that things are not going on straight or right. But there are some ministry. Even if it is your wife or your husband, he cannot misbehave. When it is time for you to resume, you resume. When it is time for you to close, you close. The same Nigeria we are. Discipline is the hallmark. In some minutes, I cannot start mentioning names. You understand? So, the truth of the matter is that it depends on the individual manning any desk or ministry. If the person is unwanting, I believe every other person will follow suit. That is just it.
All right. Thank you very much, Tamino. So there are some ministries that, you know, actually tow proper lines, you know. They do what they're meant to do when they are meant to do. Majima 3, hello Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, compliments of the season.
I wish you the same, please.
Yeah, my name is SP, and I'm calling you from Dumokuta.
Welcome.
I think, Jude, you know, during this festival we were talking about, almost everybody lives to different cities for a greener pasture or where he or she works. And at the end of this festive period is a period where people who are in Malaysia, people who are in US, people who are in South Africa, Ghana, as your relations may be, will come around. And I think this period is a period that anybody that you have not seen for a long time, you would want to sit out,
okay,
you would want to hang out, have a good time with such person. So that's, if you ask me, I think this is the most important thing why people would not want to go back to work when the work calls back. So I think also too, the work should also understand
the
that
work,
this period is a period that at the end
let me ask you, do you own a business?
What did he say?
Do you own a business?
I own a business, yeah.
Okay, so if your business entails that, I'll give you an example, like the logistics business now. If your business now entails that between 24th and 28th, you're going to be moving almost 100 million naira worth of goods, right? And you make a profit of maybe like 45 million. And then 10 of your staff members call you and say, Oga, my grandmother has come, I've not seen her in 2 years, I want to go home. Would you let all of them go?
Yes, Jude, I think when we're talking about work has to do with planning. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
You can also have workers who might be working at that time with you. Then, before then, you should have given them time to rent, to also do their business before that day. So if you're working, you give them shift.
Okay.
Definitely there must be work during this period. But you can also share them, make them, brother, sister, go for this leave between this time and this time. Then this other person stay during the festive period also. And at the end of the day, you are still going to pay them. Are you getting what I'm saying? So it all amounts to individual. So for me, I work in the ministry. And that is why it's good for you also always to be going to work. Make sure you go to the work place at the right time and work with your boss. So any day you open up your mouth or you tell him, Oga, I need to come, he will also understand. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. Good to hear from you. Fascinating. And yet enlightening as well.